Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. It is a very, very cool episode tonight. We've got a returning guest that I just love to death. She is a super talented musician and just all around interesting person. She's just one of my favorite artistic people that I know. She's out of Denver, Colorado, and her name is Sharone. So let's welcome her. She's got a new album out. Hey, Sharone, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. Now, you've had, we'll just jump right in here, some adventures since you've been on the show last, and you put out a new album.
I did.
You were not aware of this. I was watching your progress, I think, via Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. You were starting a tour, you were headed out east, and had some issues that happened. I was
yeah,
ready to call people I knew to come get you.
Yeah, I had two tours last year. The first one was in March, and it was a little Midwest run, and it was wonderful. I mean, it was a flawless tour. We had so much fun. I had a really wonderful live keyboardist hop on the tour with me. Her name was Megan. She was wonderful, and it was such a fun group. We played a lot of really, really cool shows with really wonderful bands and just had the best time. And then the second tour was supposed to be a 16-day long tour out east, and it was something that I was super duper nervous about. I'd never been on the road for that long. But I was excited at the same time. You know, it was a good nervous. And then what had happened was the guy that I normally rent my tour vehicle from, his van had already been reserved for the time that we were going to be on the road. So I started, you know, browsing the internet for other options, and somebody ended up reaching out to my drummer, because he had made a post about it, and someone had reached out to him and said, hey, I have this vehicle that's available for rent. And, you know, they told us that it was in great condition, had new brakes, new tires, good oil, that it was ready to go on the road. And that absolutely was not the case. I mean, we had van troubles on the first day. And when we finally got out to Pittsburgh, we were seeing cords on the tires. So we took it into a Chevy dealership. It was a Chevy van. And they basically told us, I don't want to bore you with the details, but that van, they basically told us, was not safe to drive out of their lot. It had like $2,000 worth of repairs that it needed to even be safe to drive.
Which you probably did not have, you know? And you know what? You should have been responsible for that anyway. Even if you didn't have it, that wasn't on you to do that.
No.
And you probably couldn't get the money from this fella either, right? I'm assuming?
No. He didn't even want, you know, to pay for the new tires, let alone all the other fixes that had to happen to this van. And the most heartbreaking part of it was we were looking at other, you know, we were looking at Enterprise and everything else, and there wasn't a vehicle big enough within 4 hours of where we were for us to be able to rent and continue the rest of the tour. So we had to cancel. And that was really heartbreaking. But
and I'm not bringing
it happens,
that up. I'm not bringing it up to. I didn't bring it up to embarrass you or anything like that. That was not my intent. My intent was, there's a lot of people that listen to the show and a lot of musicians that want to get into it, and they want to be doing what you're doing. And there's a side of it that a shit happens side of it that just sucks. And this is one of those deals And man, here you are. Now understand, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you got this when we started the show. They started in Denver and drove to Pittsburgh. So they're way out on a limb there. And with not a friend in sight. And, you know, what do? You know, you're like, huh? Were the venues that you had to cancel with pretty cool? Did they understand and whatnot? Or what was their...
They were pretty understanding. They were mostly just, you know, concerned for the safety of myself and my bandmates. And they were really understanding of the whole situation. So that was really cool.
That's cool. Well, you know, like I said, I've known you for a few years now, and you're very cool. And you've never, you know, that I've heard of, never done anyone wrong or anything like that. And just super nice. And it's a shame that went down that way. But you know what? Chalk it up to learning experience, and it won't go that way next time. You know?
Absolutely. Definitely learned some good lessons from that tour.
Exactly. I always, you know, learning lessons always is a challenge in my life. Whenever I've learned them, I learned early on, you know, I can't believe this cost me $500, you know, whatever. And my father gave me some great advice one time. I was ranting and raving, and he said, well, hey, be happy it wasn't a $600 lesson, you know.
Right.
That is true, you know. So, yeah, well, that's, you know, I'm glad everybody was okay and whatnot. And, you know.
That's all that matters.
And really, yeah, you know, nobody was hurt or robbed. I have heard, you know, since I started doing the show, I have heard so many zany stories, especially from young bands kind of, you know, starting out. I can't remember the show or the name of the band, and even if I could, I wouldn't mention it, but, oh, I had this band on, and they were a new band out of, where the hell were they out of? Tucson, Arizona, I believe, somewhere down in Arizona, New Mexico, somewhere like that. And they had went on tour, and they were fighting with their manager, and she was driving the car and pulling, they rented a U-Haul, and a pole U-Haul, you know, and they stopped for gas, and she got out and unhooked the U-Haul and left, and they didn't know what to do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's no good, because
you're there with all your
stuff, and no way to get it home. Somebody drove, I don't know, 10 hours and got them or whatever, but found a truck. Anyhow, here nor there, just the fun adventures of the young musician like yourself. But no, you know, the interesting thing is you work a lot. You work a lot. You play out a lot, which is phenomenal. And you have really big projects. And the latest is this last album, right? Reflections. How long has it been out?
Yeah, Singular Reflection. One Reflection.
A Reflection. I'm sorry. I misread there. Reflection. When did this drop? And tell us a little bit of the background around it.
Yeah. So Reflection came out on December 7th. So it's been out just a little over a month now.
Wow.
Yeah, I started writing it back in, I want to say, October or November of 2018, just a few months after Enchiridion of Nightmares had come out. And
mm-hmm.
It's very much so a, you know, the name of the album is very true to what it is. It's an album of self-reflection and really looking at yourself and your flaws and growing as an individual and recognizing, you know, the things about yourself that you need to work on and just to really grow as an individual and really better yourself. And there were a lot of things that I went through in the year that I wrote the album that kind of led to the creation of the record. And
okay.
The artwork of the album is a girl. You see the back of her head. You don't see her actual face outside of her reflection in the mirror. And it's basically just the album artwork is showing that this girl is looking at herself in the mirror and her eyes are completely blacked out, almost alien-like. And it's just seeing, it's her looking in the mirror and seeing those flaws in herself. And that sums up the album, I think, really well. I'm really happy with how the artwork came out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful and creepy at the same time. I love it.
Yeah.
It's deliciously so. It is. I tell you what it reminds me of, Sharon, a little bit. It's in that, it doesn't remind me of, it's in the vein of, pardon the pun there, the, I don't know if you ever watch these. I got on this kick, and I watch these every so often. My girl, Danny, gets annoyed with me. There's several channels on YouTube where they comprise these videos of, like, weird CCTV, like, footage of ghosts and creepy stuff and whatnot.
I
will start watching those, and I will watch those for hours. And Danny's like, oh, come on. You know, before bed, of course. And when I first saw the artwork of that, I said, it was, exactly. There's one I remember where there was some little girl, little Chinese girl, and she's at her mom. Her mom's a hairdresser or a hairstylist, I should say. And the girl's sitting in a chair, and she's playing, and then she looks somewhere, and then the reflection in the mirror is like a couple beats off before it moves, and it's really creepy. You're like, hey, that was supposed to move a couple seconds ago, you know? And I was looking at your artwork for your album, and I kept expecting the reflection girl in the mirror to move her head. I'm like, this is a creepy album cover. I love it. I love it. I need this as a poster. It's fantastic. Yeah, that came out real well. Real well. Like your music, you know? Beautiful, with a dash of creepiness in it. I mean that in the best possible way.
I'm very happy with the sound of the music overall on the album. I've been saying this for 6 months now. I mean, the new sound on this album, it's very different from Enchiridion of Nightmares. It's it has two guitar players on it rather than just the one. And it's a lot more rhythmic, a lot more just heavier distorted guitars and rhythms. And whereas Enchiridion of Nightmares was very melodic, Reflection is very rhythmic and a lot very focused on, you know, like the bass and the kick drum linking up, and just it's really got this like metal undertone to it that I've really been going for the last few years. So I'm very, very happy with how the music turned out, and I'm very, very proud of all the musicians that recorded on the album with me. They all did such a wonderful job. I had a few different guitarists record on the album, and of course my drummer Anthony Hester and bassist Zach Barrera. They've been playing with me for years now, and they've both grown so much as musicians and really, really crushed it on Reflection.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Velvet Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
That's awesome. That is awesome. You always surround yourself with just some really cool people on your projects and whatnot. And I'm always impressed with that because you, you know, not everybody can rally up. You know, let me put it this way, ladies and gentlemen. If Sharon's going to throw a party, all the cool people are going to be at that party. It's going to be one of those parties, which are always a lot of fun. And it impresses me that you surround yourself with such creative and diverse individuals on your projects. It's amazing. Should we play a track? We've got three of them to play. Should we let people hear this kind of this new vein that you're going in?
Well, I think so.
I agree. We've got three. We've got Cold, Closer to Love, and Marionette. What do you think we should, or is it Marionette 3? I'm sorry. What should we
No, it's just Marionette.
Play first? Just Marionette. I don't know why there's a 3 in there, but there is. I'll put a little piece of tape there. No, it's gone. No. I'm joking. Kind of. Not really. What should we play first, Sharon? Oh, I'm all turned around.
Let's play Cold.
Cold. I love it. I love the video for this, too. Well, you know what? Let's play the track, and then we'll talk about this track and the video of it. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sharon. This is Cold off the new album, Reflection.
Thank you.
by Sharone. Sharone, I liked that a lot. Cold.
Thank
obviously,
you.
You know, inspired by living in the Mile High City there. I'm kidding. It's pretty cold right now.
It's pretty cold out here. I mean, you know, at night it drops down to below freezing most nights here in the winter, and I'm not into it. I love warm weather. I want to be out by the ocean in California where it's warm and sunny. I mean, we get a lot
it's
of
not
sun,
bad.
But it's matched with a lot of cold. So.
I'm telling you. Denver has crazy weather. You were talking before the show. It's been, 15 years since I've lived there. Probably more, closer to 18. But the thing is I remember you'd have these crazy windstorms and hail. It would hail and do damage to people's cars and stuff. I remember I was with this girl one time. We were going down to a club downtown, and it was so windy we could not open the doors to our car. So we had to wait the wind out so we could get out and go inside the church there. It was crazy. Crazy weather, Denver. But good inspiration for making dark rock, right? Because you're inside.
Absolutely.
There you go. Use it as racket fuel. I love it. I love it. So let me ask you, you are known for playing piano and whatnot. Did you always play the piano? I mean, when did you start when you were a kid? How old were you?
I started taking piano lessons. I was taking classical piano lessons when I was 6 or 7 years old. And I did classical for about 5 years, I want to say, until I finally just, not necessarily threw in the towel, but I just kind of got bored with playing classical music. And I really loved playing, you know, modern music and rock music that I was listening to. And I was writing my own stuff and creating my own melodies and things like that. And so I just kind of started focusing on that. And I mean, I've been playing piano ever since. I mean, it's been, I want to say 15 years now that I've been playing piano. So it's been a long time.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, see, ladies and gentlemen, for those with children listening, you know, get your kid playing an instrument because you never know. She could wind up being a rock star, you know? I mean, this could pay off.
I'm saying, I mean, I offer piano lessons. If anyone wants to learn how to play, I'm more than happy to teach you.
There you go. You know, that's interesting because almost all the musicians I know, they do that on the side, too. They tutor and do lessons and whatnot. And some even, I have a friend of mine who lives in Waco, Texas, and he's a guitar player. And he teaches, I guess, via Skype or whatnot, like online. You know, he has students all over the place and whatnot. That's amazing. Are you a harsh piano teacher or are you a nice piano teacher?
I think I like to consider myself nice. I don't know. I'm sure certain people
as long as they practice.
That, but... right. As long as they do what they're supposed to, I'm super nice.
Very good. That's awesome. Now, are you an only child or you have brothers and sisters?
I have a younger brother.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you this. Now, is he also a musician or any interest in that?
Well, I know he played piano and then I think he switched over to, or not piano, I'm sorry. He played a trumpet and then switched over to I want to say trombone in his high school band class.
Oh, nice.
But I don't think he goes much outside of that.
Well, who knows?
But hey,
maybe
I mean, as long as he's playing music.
Yeah,
right.
You know.
Maybe one day he's just going to unveil his really neat ska or brass project. I don't know. We'll see.
We laugh, and then it actually happens.
Much opposite. Right. I mean, you couldn't go much more opposite from dark rock. But then again, he is very opposite from me. So I wouldn't be surprised if one day he came out with a ska band.
I gotcha. Well, you're probably the cool big sister, you know. I mean, I think you're in a band, you're traveling around. I mean, that seems pretty cool to me. but you know, very cool, very cool. Now, with reflection, you said you started this in November of 2018. Did it take a long time to get the initial, to get it down, the idea and whatnot, before you headed into the studio to record? Or do you do it piecemeal? You're like, okay, well, let's work on this and get this knocked out, and then we work on the next thing. How does that process work for you when you're making an album?
Typically, when I go into the studio, all the music is ready to go. We're just going in there, my band and I, to just lay down the tracks that are finished. You know, we don't really have the budget to be creating in the studio because, you know, time is money, and that time is very expensive when you're recording in a studio. And I mean, obviously, certain ideas pop up with my producer and things like that that he wants to incorporate into the music, or things that he thinks of that, you know, work really well with the music and production and things like that. But for the most part, I mean, all of the music is written ahead of time and ready to go and ready to be recorded.
Smart, smart. Like you said, the meter's running when you're in there. And, you know, I don't think people realize that, because we watch movies and TV and stuff, and you always see musicians like yourself. They just hang out, you know, order a pizza and just sit around the studio, you know. All the musicians I know in real life.
Yeah, we don't have the money for that.
Yeah, that never happens. That isn't how it goes. Oh, man. You know, it'd be nice, right? It'd be nice. That's funny. I really liked, I forgot to mention, I mentioned it briefly before we played the track Cold. I really liked your video for that. That was A+.
Thank you.
And yeah, very cool. Tell us a little bit about that. How was that, making that and recording it and everything?
Similarly to the name and lyrics of the song, shooting the video, it was quite cold. We shot all the band performance scenes at the crack of dawn at 7 a.m. up in Morrison, Colorado, over by Red Rocks. In like the very early spring. So it was really cold. It was like 20 degrees. You know, we were outside first thing in the morning on top of a mountain in stage attire. It was freezing. But
you should have worn snow pants.
But see, that doesn't look super cool in a video.
Right.
And in a music video, you want to look as cool as you can.
That's very true. That's very true. I've never seen anybody in snow pants in them. You know what? That's a brilliant idea. I should come up with a dark, a line of clothing, you know, for the dark rock line of winter wear.
So I am now expecting from you, Jamie, I am expecting a new line of snow pants that say Jamie Rocks on the leg on the side. I'm expecting one
made in Florida.
In mail for you.
I'll see what I can do. We have leggings. You know, we'll just have to send you 10 pair. You'd have to double up on it. That is funny. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-yo! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Oh, man. You know, it's the weird thing about clothing lines. Now, you do this. You have shirts and stuff on your shirt, on your merch store and everything on your site, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. I should mention, ladies and gentlemen, Sharon's website, of course, super easy to find, Sharon-music.com, Sharon-music.com, and you can get there and get to the merch store and whatnot. Merch can be a real pain. I have had so many adventures in doing merch. Has yours gone pretty smoothly for the most part?
Yeah, we haven't really had any big hiccups as far as merch goes.
That's great. I am so jealous.
I think the worst
couple years
that ever
ago
happened with making merch was when I first ordered the CDs for Enchiridion of Nightmares before it came out last year. I got them in the mail, I want to say like a week and a half before the album release date with, you know, the release show and everything where people expect to have CDs of the album. And I played one of the CDs that came in the mail, you know, to make sure it sounded good. And what happened was when they printed the CDs was on the intro track of the album, it's called Fable. There was a minute gap that was taken out of the track. And everything past that minute that was taken out was bumped back to where that minute started, that section of the track was cut out. And the whole album was bumped back that minute. So you would click on, for instance, track 5, and it would start like in the middle of the song.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we had to rush order a new batch of CDs. But I think that's the first story.
Oh, that's funny. Years ago, this was many, many years ago, I was doing, when I lived in Southern California in San Diego, every year we would do the Gay Pride. We'd have a booth and stuff. A lot of gay people like, you know, pop art. They want pop art chairs and stuff. They buy that stuff. So it was a big weekend for us, and it was my first year doing merch. And I grew up not in the gay culture. I had gay friends and stuff, but this was my first Gay Pride I'd ever been to. You know, I didn't know anything. And all of my friends were rockers, and they liked it. The rocker friends I had growing up would always, they liked big T-shirts. You know, if you went to a rock concert, you got a T-shirt. You didn't get a small, tight T-shirt. You got a big, oversized T-shirt. So when I ordered all the merch for the Gay Pride booth, I just ordered all the big shirts. What people liked, right? I didn't know. No, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the gym 6 times a week, you want to wear a tight shirt to show it off. Everybody was like, these shirts are terrible. They're too big. So I had to have some printed overnight and overnight shipped down. Oh, it was a big mess. Yeah, so you just, you know, you got to, goes to show. So, Sharon, with Reflection, now, this is, like I said, a different, did you know, I mean, like, you kind of had an idea, right, when you first started writing all the tracks for Reflection, that you wanted to go in this new direction?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started writing the music for the album, I was already, you know, I already had the plan, you know, that I was gonna change guitarists, because the guitarist that played on Enchiridion was wonderful for that sound, but not necessarily in the same mindset for the direction I wanted to be going in. And,
gotcha.
You know, when I started writing the songs for Reflection, I had that in mind that, you know, I would have a guitar player that, you know, had that sound and that capability of playing that style of music that I was going for. And when I was, you know, making all the demos, I was, you know, sitting there, you know, either with my acoustic guitar, like, strumming these like rhythms that I wanted and, you know, building them into my laptop, with this like really awful garage band, hard rock guitar tone. just at least, you know, just throwing down the idea that this is how I want this song to sound. And I mean, it was executed perfectly. And I mean, I had this, you know, this idea, this sound musically, I've been wanting for years, and it finally came into fruition with Reflection, which is why I'm so proud of this album.
Well, that's awesome. And it's so cool too, when you can, you know, make that happen, when the dream goes into action, you know what I mean? The vision becomes reality. I know as a painter, that's no feeling like it in the world. I assume the same thing for a musician, you know? Now the next track we're going to play, Closer to Love, right? Or are we going with Marionette?
Let's do Marionette next. We'll end out on Closer to Love.
Sounds fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Check this out. It's Sharon, and this is Marionette. Ladies and gentlemen, was Sharon, Marionette. Fantastic. Fantastic, Sharon. I like it.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, that song's really fun. That song was actually featured on a Loudwire playlist a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Now that's got to put a little perk in your step, you know, when you get notified by email of that or in advance, or how does that happen? Or somebody just messaged you and said,
I didn't know that it was happening until, you know, it was already on the playlist and the playlist was live. I just got an email letting me know that, hey, your song Marionette was featured on Loudwire's Weekly Wire playlist. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, how cool. Very cool. That's awesome. Now, you're on Spotify and all of that. Matter of fact, we have a link to your
Spotify. Yeah, iTunes, all that. Yep.
Yeah, everything. I think you're on Pandora. And the reason I know that is because I'm almost positive. I think we were playing a Pandora playlist one time in our house, and Sharon came up on it.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I always geek out at that because I'm such a nerd. I'm like, hey, this person was on my show, you know, and I'm a big goon that way. But yeah, the cool thing is we're going to put you on, I think we have, you know, cause we started a whole new, every year we start a new, Spotify playlist for our musician, friends that are on the show and whatnot. And I think you're artist number 2 on it now. So we'll have these tracks. We'll play tight on that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen out there, you know, add, if you like a band or a musician or whatever, add them to your playlist. That helps a lot. I don't know how it works, but there's algorithms and math involved and stuff, and it helps.
Yeah, being added to playlist on Spotify is huge for artists, especially independent artists. Follows on Spotify, being added to playlist, streams, it's all huge.
Very cool, very cool. Now, we talked about the video for Cold and whatnot, and the reason I keep harping on videos with you is because I know you're such a theatrical person, performer, musician. You put on a heck of a stage show. I've seen videos on YouTube and the like and whatnot. How is there going to be a video, do you think, for Marionette?
I've thought about it, yeah. I mean, Marionette was one of those songs that, you know, I didn't release it as a single before the album because I felt like, you know, it was just one of the songs that needed to come out with the album rather than, you know, this is what this album sounds like and this song is special. And I love Marionette. I love all the songs on this album. Marionette was just one of the ones I felt fit more with the album as a whole rather than stood out individually. And I was very surprised when the album came out at all of the attention that Marionette got, because it wasn't one of the ones that I thought would. And that's the thing really cool about putting out albums is you never expect, there are songs on the album that you would never expect that, you know, the general public just is so, so excited about, more so than you were when you made the song. And I was very pleasantly surprised at the more than positive reaction that Marionette has gotten.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
That's awesome. That is so cool. I love it when stuff like that happens, you know. Yeah. Now, see, I've had the opposite of that happen. I'll do a painting and I'm like, this is genius. I've changed art. This is, you know, they're going to be talking about this in art classes for 50 years. It's amazing. And I put it out and everybody's like, yeah, I don't know. They're, you might want to take another swing at that one.
Oh.
I know. And you're like, that's not good. Not good at all. I've been buying swimming pools in my mind from this painting. No, it ain't gonna happen now. No, that's only half true. No, but it is cool. I love the connection, and I'm so jealous of my musician friends like you. That connection you have with your shows, you know, a rock show is so different than an art show. In art show, everybody's just walking around with their nose in the air, sucking their cheeks in, trying to be cool. A rock show, you know, people are making out and stuff. It's fun. It's passionate. There's things happening, you know. It might be a fist fight.
Yeah.
You never know.
I live in Colorado, so this kind of stuff shouldn't really surprise me, but I watched footage from a show that I played in November up in Golden, opening for Puddle of Mud. And in this, I didn't notice this while I was playing the show, but in the footage of this video, I was seeing people right in front of the stage, like front row in front of me, you know, smoking weed and making out right in front of the stage. And I thought to myself, you know, that is a rock show right there.
That's what I'm saying.
That is a special experience.
There's nothing like it. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, if you have not, do a Sharon lookup on YouTube and watch some of her performances and whatnot. It is cool, just old school gothic rock theatrics, you know? I mean, it reminds me of, you know, early Alice Cooper and stuff like, just that cool, you know? And you don't see that. You know, I don't know, Sharon. I've been to a lot of shows at craft beer places, and I've never seen anybody come out with the marionette strings and those square things. You know what I mean? I know she's like, quit going to craft beer places, Jamie. What the hell wrong with you? Let's take your gospel away.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything, but.
I know, but it's true. It's like you probably wore that Hawaiian shirt in there. No, I didn't. I might have, but it was black and gray. Anyhow.
No, you put on a hell of a show, though. And now, do you know, like, when you're writing, or does it take, like, a week or two to sit down and choreograph all that? Because that's a lot of work, putting, you know, the planning, I would have think, to put on the great shows that you put on.
You know, they definitely take a lot of thought. They take a lot of rehearsal on my own for sure to get myself comfortable moving around in certain ways while singing and all those kinds of things. A lot of the time the dancers and stuff that I have on stage, what I'll do for them is I'll send them the song ahead of time and let them kind of figure out what they want to do for it. I'll give them whatever idea I have to fit in with the music in certain ways and let them kind of take the reins from there. Nice. And honestly, you know, we don't really get more than one rehearsal, maybe two with the dancer before the show. And I mean, with this, with the reflection release show, you know, the dancer just showed up at the venue a little bit early and we ran through the song right then and there. And I mean, they did a wonderful job.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Yeah. Now, where did you, which venue did you have the release show at? Was it at the, one of the big ones there in Denver?
Pretty average size. It's called Globe Hall. It's a little bit of a newer venue. I think it just popped up in the last couple of years. But it's a really big, long room. It was really fun. It was a good show.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool. Well, that's awesome, man. Not a senior doing all this stuff. And it isn't always bands breaking down in Pittsburgh, you know? There's fun stuff here. I know you well enough to know that when all that was happening, I'm sure you were like, I'm sure you were a little hot under the collar about all that.
Definitely.
You know, but I'm telling you, I was just reading about it. I was ready to go have a conversation with somebody. Anywho. Now, the last track we're going to close out the show we're going to play tonight is Closer to Love. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this, or should we play it and then talk about it?
I'd love to give an introduction for it, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Closer to Love is the first really, like, I mean, happy song that I've written in years. It was really bizarre for me. I mean, It's a love song, but it's not a cheesy love song. You know, it's a very honest and real love song. It talks about all the hard parts as well as all the good parts. And really, the whole metaphor of it is, you know, a storm and crashing down and destroying everything around you, but finding something really, really wonderful out of it. And I'll be open about it with you, Jamie. And I mean, I used to have a backing band that I called The Wind, and that's that whole metaphor of the storm coming and crashing down. The lyrics are, what was it, the cloud was a vision in the sky, wrecked everything when it touched down, destroyed everything in its path. I'm just glad it brought us closer to love. And I wrote this song for my drummer, who was a part of The Wind and has been playing with me to this day.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. No, I know there has been some lineup changes and whatnot. It happens. You know, I just figured you were an artist finding your feet, you know. Everyone goes through
I mean, what happened was I basically just decided to stop, you know, the whole Wind concept and, you know, just drop to being a solo artist and playing with backing musicians. And just making music I want to make on my own and making it mine, rather than focusing on, you know, really enforcing that it's a band. You know, I mean, it was a waste of my time and energy.
I gotcha. It's, well, and that happens, you know. And one of the great things that I really admire about you as a person and as an artist is your ability to you have this perception of honesty that you recognize it. In yourself, you know, I'm telling you, any budding creative person out there, I don't care if you're a painter, a musician, whatever it is, you make brownies, whatever it is you're doing, things happen in life where you have to adjust your sails. You're like, you have to be honest about it, saying, you know what, this isn't working. This isn't the direction I want to be going. So I need to course correct and do this and try it this way, you know, another way. And that is really, really hard, especially for a lot of young artists and musicians. It takes a while for them to get to that point where they can realize that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And you've always been, since I've known you, you've had that ability. You've had that sense of, you know, hey, this is working. This is, or maybe, hey, this works for this point, this period. But now we need to do this, you know, or go in this direction and whatnot. And my hat goes off to you because I think that's a very, very cool thing.
you know. So Closer to Love kind of illustrates that, huh?
Yeah, it's a happy song. It's a song of relief and honesty and love.
Ah, fantastic. Well, here it is, folks. How about that? Here it is. Closer to Love. This is Sharon.
Babe, we're a growing storm, but I've never lied to some. I know these years have been chaos. I just hope they will make us one. The cloud was a vision in the sky, wrecked everything when it touched down, destroyed everything.
Oh,
Closer to Love, everybody, Sharone. Very cool. I like that track a lot, Sharone. I don't know if it's one of my favorites. It's in the top three favorite tracks of yours I've heard tonight. How about that? No. I like them all.
It's my favorite on Reflection, personally.
Ah, that's cool. That is cool. Now, what a cool album and everything. We talked a little bit about, we mentioned your website before. I want to mention it again. Sharone-music.com is where to go. And there also, you will find, ladies and gentlemen, links to all Sharone's social media and whatnot, including Facebook. We have a direct link to Facebook as well posted up. Is there a particular social media that you frequent more than others, or are you on them all equally, would you say?
I'm pretty equal as far as all my social media accounts. I, for the most part, use, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Gotcha.
I update my Spotify and YouTube as often as I release music, but Facebook and Instagram and Twitter are the best way to keep up to date with me, you know, in day-to-day life and what's coming up and things like that.
Nice. Nice. Very cool. And I have to ask, I don't know if you can mention these, any, if they've been firmed up, if the T's have been crossed and I's dotted, and for any upcoming shows or anything like that in the works?
Nothing I can announce in detail, but you can expect some Denver shows and a small tour coming up this spring.
Nice. Fantastic. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And she'll have a good working van, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll make sure of that.
I can guarantee you every tour Sharone goes on for the rest of her life.
That will be the first thing that I make sure of, is that this van works. It will be checked out by a mechanic before we leave Denver.
Absolutely. She's going to be pulling pennies out, putting them in the treads of the tires just to measure.
Yep. Oh, you bet.
Very, very cool. Well, that's awesome. I can't wait to, we'll have you on before the tour, and, we'll let people know the dates and everything. And you're so good at what you do. Just keep doing it, Sharone. You know, what can I say?
Thank you.
You're real good at it. Yeah, absolutely. I know we're pushing, we're pushing and we're doing the promo for Reflection. But I have to ask, just really for the selfish reason, plans for the next project. Are they in the works yet?
Well, I hate to be the one to announce it this soon, since I just released a full-length album a month ago, but I have been working on new music. I have been teaching it to my band, and you can't expect more new music in 2020.
Nice. Well, there you go. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I love hearing your music.
If there's anything you can rely on, is I will never stop creating music.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. It's one of my favorite. You're one of my favorite musicians to listen to when I paint. So, I'm very. It always puts me in a cool. I like to go on that journey with you. You know, it's it inspires. It gets those gears turning. So, just one of those musicians. What can I say? Very, very cool. Well, Sharone, thank you so much. We're right up against the time, but I really want to thank you for taking time to be on the show and everything. You're awesome.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you for your continuous support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, this episode, it's going to wrap it up for us. We will be converting this episode to